Our second scripture reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 10 through the first part of verse 19. I invite you again to hear the word of the Lord. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place, and he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, over the past couple of weeks, I have been re-watching the Ken Burns documentary on the Civil War, the one that was on PBS, if you're familiar with this. It's something I go back to every year, every couple of years. And the song that Laura just sang, We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, is one of the songs that is featured prominently in it. So now, having just heard Laura's version, I want to play for you the version, a little bit of it, from the documentary. Slaves in the American South somewhere around the year 1800. I'm not quite sure. Slaves were not allowed to speak while they were working in the fields, but they were allowed to sing and chant. It gave a rhythm to their work that slave owners thought helped them work faster, but they also used these songs they were singing as kind of a code language, a way to communicate messages to each other that the slave owners didn't understand. There was a spiritual called Steal Away that went, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here, my Lord calls me. So the slave owners would hear that as a song about going to heaven to be with Jesus. But for the slaves, it was an indication that the person who started singing it was planning on escaping, stealing himself or herself away from the slave owner. The song Wade in the Water was used by Harriet Tubman to tell slaves to escape by way of a river or stream to avoid being seen or tracked by slave owners. But the owners heard it as a song about baptism or about Moses and the people of Israel who crossed through the water to escape slavery in Egypt. That was lost on them, I guess. When slaves sang songs about being bound for Canaan or Canaan land, slave owners heard it as a song about going to heaven, to the promised land of God. But Canaan was code language for Canada, indicating that someone was planning on escaping north or to Canada. In the song Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, the sweet chariot was a reference to the Underground Railroad, indicating that someone affiliated with that was about to come south or swing low to carry me home to freedom in the north. We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder would have been heard by slave owners as a song about spiritual growth, striving to be more faithful and holy, climbing higher and higher toward God. But for the slaves singing it, it was about rising up out of slavery and oppression. It was about God promising them, as God promised Jacob in the story that this song is based on, that God is with them and will watch over them and bring them safely home. Same song, two very different ways of hearing it, and it all depends on your perspective. So last week, we talked about Jesus' parable of the sower, how someone goes out to sow seeds, and as they're scattering it, some of the seeds fall on a path, some seeds fall on rocky ground, some falls among thorns, and some of it falls on good soil, where it takes root and it grows and it bears fruit. And what we focused on there was this idea that there can be a word from God anywhere, in anything, just as there were seeds, not just in the good soil, but also among the rocks and the thorns. God can be present where we do not typically expect to find God. So that was last week. Now, when I started looking at the scripture readings for this week, the Genesis and this psalm, I sat there and thought, this is essentially the exact same message. Jacob wakes from a dream about the ladder and says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." The psalm we read asks, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I go to the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me." It's this idea that God is present anywhere, everywhere, even in the places where you do not expect God to be. So I'm looking at this thinking, I can't preach the same message 2 weeks in a row. And the people who set the lectionary, the calendar that we follow, of assigned scripture readings for each week, they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have put such a similar message back to back. So there must be something else going on in these texts. There must be another way of hearing them. And like the song that Laura sang, if we want to hear a different word here, we have to look at it from a different perspective. Jacob had this dream at a time when he is running away, escaping. His brother Esau is trying to kill him. So Jacob leaves home, flees out into the wilderness. His life and well-being are under threat. The psalmist calls out to God in a time of distress. And in a part of the psalm that we didn't read, it says, "Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me, those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil." The psalmist is asking God to deliver him from enemies who are threatening his life and well-being. Both of these texts tell the story of people whose lives are under threat. It is so easy for us, though, to hear these texts from a place of comfort and security. While we definitely do face challenges and struggles in life, be they financial struggles, health struggles like cancer or some sickness, addiction, family struggles, most of us do not live our lives under the daily threat of oppression, violence, or death. It's easy for us to hear the song "We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder" as a song about spiritual growth, climbing that ladder to get to heaven or to draw closer to God. It's easy for us to hear these scripture readings as stories of one discovering the unexpected presence of God, rather than stories of liberation from violence and oppression and the threat of death. Because we don't have to face that on a daily basis. For us, the struggle is more spiritual, more internal. But for too many people, the threat is very real, and it is external. Not spiritual, but physical. There are people in this world, in this community, who live their lives under the daily threat of violence and oppression and death. And in our attempts to climb the ladder of success, of spiritual growth, we cannot step on them to get there, and we cannot lose sight of the people at the bottom whose lives are under threat. So many people in our society view the goal of life as getting to the top of the ladder. Career success, a bigger house, a perfect family, a bank account and retirement plan big enough where you don't have to worry about the future. Escaping the threat to live in comfort and security. But what we see in these scripture readings is that where there is the threat of violence and oppression and death, that is where God is. Jacob, under the threat of death, discovers that God is there with him in that. The psalmist, under the threat of these enemies, discovers that God is there with him in the darkness, in Sheol, the place of death. And all throughout his life, this is where we find Jesus. Not at the top of the ladder, but at the bottom rung with those who are threatened and oppressed. So if that's where Jesus is, if that's where we find the presence of God all throughout Scripture, then what does that say about where we should be and who we should be with? There's an Irish philosopher and theologian named Peter Rollins who tells a parable about a time at the end of days when the earth overflowed with suffering and pain. In those dark days, he writes, the earth was scorched with the fires of war. Rivers ran red with blood. The soil withheld its fruit, and disease descended like a mist. One by one, all the nations of the earth were brought to their knees. High up in the heavenly realm, far from all the suffering, God watched with a heavy heart as the earth plunged into darkness and despair. All of heaven was silent until God stood up, breathed deeply, and said to the angels, "The time has now come for me to separate the sheep from the goats, the healthy wheat from the inedible chaff." Having spoken these words, God slowly turned to face the world and called forth to the church with a booming voice, "Rise up and ascend to heaven, all you who have sought to escape the horrors of this world by sheltering beneath my wing. Come to me, all who have turned from this suffering world by calling out, 'Lord, Lord.'" In an instant, millions of people were caught up in the clouds and ascended into the heavenly realm, leaving the suffering world behind them. Once this great rapture had taken place, God said to the angels, "It is done. I have separated the people born of my spirit from those who have turned from me. It is now time for us to leave this place and take up residence on the earth. For it is there that we shall find our people, those who would turn away from eternity itself to serve a broken, suffering world." And so it was that God and the heavenly host left heaven to dwell amongst the pain and suffering of the earth. The goal of our faith is not to escape the pain and suffering of the world, but to bear the presence of God to those who are hurting and suffering, to work for justice and healing and peace. Or, to put it another way, quoting Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short in the movie The Three Amigos, "Wherever there is injustice, you will find us. Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there. Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find the Church of Jesus Christ." God is present where life is lived under threat. And that is where we are called to be and who we are called to be with. Not at the top of the ladder, but at the bottom rung with the least of these, those who are threatened and oppressed, helping them start their climb. Who in our community, our country, our world, lives under the threat of violence, oppression, and death? Those are the people we are called to serve. And those are the voices that we must hear if we want to hear a word from God. Amen. Let us, O Lord, not seek to escape from the pain and suffering of the world, but to trust in your presence in the midst of it. Share your loving, healing presence with others, especially with those who are suffering. We thank you that you did not stay afar, remotely removed from the suffering and sin of the world, but in Christ you descended. You came down that ladder to live life with us, that you might raise us all up to live with you. Help us, Lord, to continue that work of raising one another up, to bring about the healing of this world that started in Christ. We give ourselves to you, Lord, that we might serve you in the midst of the pain and suffering of the world. That hopefully, through our efforts, but through your Spirit working through us, your kingdom might come, and peace and healing descend upon us all. We ask all this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.